back and got the job done.
Well, and then that's what champions do. I mean, they're led by a core of leaders and girls that have been there before and with experience, and they knew there was still 40 minutes played in the game, and that their best option, the best time to get back in the game was early in the second half when they've regrouped, they've had the energy level, and you know, the enemy probably perhaps was our was the clock in this situation. I thought if we could have got to the 15 minutes in, then we could have swung things back around because the clock will start weighing heavy on their shoulders a little bit. But you got to give credit where credit's due. I mean, they never stopped fighting. They never stopped playing. They started to calculating, getting people forward, and we were a little soft in the vital area and gave them a couple good looks uncontested. And, you know, you can't fault anybody on those plays other than not pressuring the ball as well.
And when they scored, when they got that goal shortly after the half, like I said, that you knew that was a problem because that gives them the momentum there.
I think they've only allowed 7 goals all year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going to have to find our way. But we thought, you know, we could get pressure on them in their backs. We thought we had a lot of good looks in the second half.
Yep.
The goalie came up big on a couple situations, and we were a little unfortunate in some others where she had to rely on her defenders to take the ball off the line. So, you know, we pressured. We did all we could, but put the ball in the net today, and I guess that's all you can ask when you're playing a team that's won 2 state championships in the last 3 years. And, you know, they have leadership like Vanessa and players of the like that are proven players, proven winners.
We saw a group of girls out here that, you know, it was tough for them. Obviously, it was the last time they were going to compete for you. And we had a quality group of seniors, and as well as this entire team, obviously.
Oh, yeah. We've had better players in the past, but I'm not so certain we've had a better team in the past. And we've gone further and deeper into the tournament. But this group of girls... you know, you measure a team, I think, by what you can get out of them. And we got everything we could have gotten out of this team. I don't think we could have gotten any more. They're just unfortunate. They came through a tough sectional. I think they've proven that they're one of the better teams in the state. And they proved it today that they can compete with the best that the state is offering. And at the end of the day, you know, we've got to be able to walk away with this with our heads held up high. And our seniors have done a tremendous job of leaving back a legacy that, you know, girls, you can get over this hump. And I think the girls... that will return now have that kind of experience that hopefully will bode well next year and the year after that.